Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Homemaker Chic. If it sounds like I'm starting off today with a lot of energy, it's because I am. Because here on Homemaker Chic, where we are rescuing the art of homemaking from the daily grind, we are committed this season to making it fun again. And we have fun stuff to talk about today. We're going to be dropping some bombs, dropping some truths, dropping some inspiration.
All the drops.
Maybe dropping mics. I don't know. We'll see how today goes.
Mine is secure and facing the right way as opposed to season one.
We are your hosts of Homemaker Chic Podcast. I am Shay Elliott of theelliotthomestead.com and shayelliott.com, joined by Angela Reed of Parisian Farm Girl. And if you are new here, then you should know that we are two best friends who live in two different states that are 2,000 miles apart, and it has been 10 months since we've seen each other, and
we've only seen each other like six times.
I don't like to think about that.
It's weird.
It sounds so stupid.
It's super stupid.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't either.
Let's not. Hopefully we get to see each other soon. Last year in March, we took a trip real quick for just a couple days together to go to New Orleans. And that was a lot of fun. Just a little bit of time, but like just enough to keep you out of the ditch of feeling sorry for yourself.
Today, I did so I have a hydro rower. That's my cardio of choice right now. And so you can pick your trainer and pick where you work out. So a lot of times I work out on Lake Lucerne in Switzerland. Poor me. Mm-hmm. It's so beautiful. But today I was like, I miss Shay. So I found this river just north of New Orleans, just outside New Orleans. And that's where I rode. It was swampy and misty and just lush and green. While everything here is just white and gray and the sun never shines. So I thought of you.
Seriously.
Well, my butt felt like it was going to detach from my legs. That's the alarming thing about rowing. You think it's like, oh, it's just like upper body. No, there's this thing where, you know, that like where your butt cheek connects to your thigh, you know, that part mm-hmm. that just gets lower every year. You're too young, but there was like buns of steel.
Oh, I
like
remember buns of steel.
Where you would like stand and do like these doggy squat mm-hmm. things. It feels like you're doing that for like the whole workout. Mm-hmm. It's so painful. I whimper.
Amelie's like, you sound like you're in labor down there, mm-hmm. mom.
Yeah, basically, I was doing these really terrible things at the gym the other day where it's like a farmer carry where you carry really heavy weights in each hand. Like you're carrying uh-huh. two buckets of milk, imagine. But instead of just walking with them, you actually kind of like do the squat, like you're going to set them down. You hinge, set them down on the floor and then pick them back up. Every step you drop them to the floor and pick them back up. And I was going, just like spittle everywhere. just don't drop them. Like just keep going, you know? And my trainer's like, you're A for effort. Like you're doing a good job.
I know. Junior.
Okay. She always says if you look good when you're working out, you're not trying hard enough.
My trainer, he's like, are you making a word? Okay, so I'm doing this row, right? And I'm down there like, whoo. Mm-hmm. And I'm like on the back like, whoo. Big exhale. I won't do it as fabulously as you just did.
But Junior comes down to check on me because he can hear these animalistic noises mm-hmm. coming from the bottom of the stairs mm-hmm. in the basement. And Junior thinks he's like my personal trainer. So he always like feels like he needs to give me kisses so that I can finish. Mm-hmm. So he's giving me kisses and I've got like a sports bra on, tank top thing, and he's kissing my shoulder. Does this help you, Mom? Does this help you, Mom? Junior is a lover extraordinaire. I mean, some woman is going to be very happy. You're welcome someday, okay? Well, he's kissing and he comes down back here and he finds my back fat sticking out of the back of my sports bra.
Sports bras make back fat like 10 times worse too.
Yeah. And he's like, he grabs it while I'm rowing. Okay, patrons. And he's like, what is this? And I like ignored him for a few. Ooh, I'm ignoring him. And he's like, what is this, Mom? I said, it feels like a KK, doesn't it? Because he's a boob man, right? I don't nurse him. He just still knows what they are. And he calls them KKs. He's like, I thought it was your KK. I'm like, no. He's like, that feels so soft. Feels so good. I'm like, that is my back fat, sweetheart. You're welcome. He's just adorable. He's like that 5-year-old, you know, where they want to marry you. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Yeah. What is
so
that, Mom?
Sweet.
It's so soft. Like,
it's so sweet. That's my back fat, honey.
That's my back fat, sweetheart.
Back fat and sports bras.
Pushing out of this medieval torture device that I have to hold my KKs down.
Oh, they're the worst. And then you're all sweaty.
So he's trying to like kiss. Ugh. He's trying to like cold it. Like I'm going back and forth on the tonal, like the rower like this. And he's like, I've got you, Mom. So you can do this. They're so soft.
Oh, that'll make you feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
Well, we hope that you guys have had fun bringing the fun back in the couple days since we've talked on Monday. And Angela kind of left you guys with a cliffhanger on Monday. Yeah, so right? Should we like just dive in and do that thing?
Ladies and Frank, this is so big. This is really big. It's so big. I'm so shocked Shay forgot about it.
I know.
Day,
I did forget about it. It's also so big announcing it because once you announce something like this, there's
then the follow through is required.
You got to follow through.
Yeah.
There's no backing out
we're
at that
on
point.
It. It's begun. Yeah.
Okay. You do
I'm
it.
I'm going to have Stuart has to insert some sort of a drum roll right here. I will find the sound clip for
okay.
You.
My theme, the theme song is still playing. Ooh. I did that on Monday too. Some setting is not right.
You're lucky. I love our song.
Feels good for this announcement. Okay, season 10 of Homemaker Chic. We have been with you now for 2 years on this homemaking journey. When we started this podcast,
downloads.
A week before COVID, what did I say?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I said 2 million
downloads. 2 million downloads. We had no idea that there were so many homemakers out there just sort of hungry for conversation with other homemakers. Even though we do things a lot differently, we have a huge mm-hmm. range of people that listen to this podcast. You know, we're all kind of here because we love the art of homemaking and we want to get better at it. We want to improve our skills. We want to revive our joy in it. We want to learn how to choose better, not more. We want to be the CEO of our homes. Like we want to do.
We want to choose your heart.
We want to choose our like,
all heart. All those themes from the last 2 years. Like we give a lot of thought to looking at our own homes and like, okay, where are the gaps? Where do we need to pick up slack? So surely if we need to pick up the slack. Or let go, like this season, then surely other people do. And the range, friends, the range of people from Frank to the homemaker in a communist country who gets absolutely no support and affirmation or encouragement to what she's doing. Like we hear mm-hmm. from all of you. If you're listening and you think this is just like a few housewives in America that just like to like – have a glass of wine now and then and crack some jokes. Like, you are mistaken. Mm-hmm. The feedback, like, people are listening. They're listening everywhere. It's super humbling for Shay and I, but it brings light to this need of encouragement. Like, there are homemakers. Remember when that was the norm? You know? Mm-hmm. And now we need to encourage and edify and hold each other up and just say, keep going. Mm-hmm. What you do is valid. Mm-hmm. And so we are going to do that. This fall in a, say it, Shay, that's your cue.
We are going to write a book.
We are writing.
We are writing it. Right. We're in the process of writing it right now. But this was requested almost immediately. It was like, hey, there's nothing. There's nothing for people like you and I. There's manuals that read like an encyclopedia.
Yeah, or organizer books, or, you know, which are good, you know.
Yeah, they have their place. But what Angela and I want to do is we want to capture the spirit of Homemaker Chic, the spirit of the women who write us, who share their stories with us. We want to channel all these podcast episodes that we've been producing over these last 2 years and bring them to a form that you could sit down with them, you know, at the fire with a nice glass of tea at night and just be like, I need some good juju right now. I need some good inspiration. Right. I need to be directed. I need to up my laundry game. I need to up my cooking game. Like, I need to get my heart posture right. I'm going to go spend some time with the ladies in Homemaker Chic. And we want to put something tangible in your hand because Angela and I are both tangible people, big time. And podcasts are great and audio is great. We can cover a lot of ground with words, speaking words, but there is something to holding it in your hands, to smelling it, to writing your notes in the margins, to passing it down to your children. And we want to give you something really, really beautiful. So that's what we're going to be working on in our spare time.
Homemaker Chic is coming to your bookshelf later this year.
Yes. Holy cow.
Yeah. So it's been really, we've had fun because it's another point of connection. Another point of connection for Shay and I, and another, you know, Shay often talks about exercising that creative muscle. So that's been great. And I love the idea, you know, sounds like from our audience, from you listeners, like if we dropped an episode every day that would make you happy. We cannot do that. But this will, like Shay said, give you something, a resource to go to. You can just, I know how I am with my favorite coffee table books. I pick them up over and over again. And so this is going to be resourceful. And of course, it is going to be beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful. The caveat is that like we need your help. Bringing this book to you is going to take a huge effort for our families because the fact is we live 2,000 miles away. So we've got a year of our normal family routines. We have 10 children between the two of us, and we're looking at travel, photographers, publishing, airfare. Like, you know how hard it is to get out the door.
It's going
to
be a big, it's going to be a big one.
You know.
It's going to be big.
So,
yeah.
It's not to sound, you know, sad, but like we literally can't do it without you. So we are inviting you to join us on Patreon. You've been listening for a long time. You find value in the show. You've listened to a few episodes. You've laughed. You've almost driven off the road. You've upped your game in the kitchen. Your laundry is getting done. Something has inspired you. If you find value in the show, then we are inviting you to become a patron over at patreon.com/ Homemaker Chic podcast. Of course, you get digital copies of both of our cookbooks. If you're a fangirl patron, you have access to the video versions of the show. And now, as a thank you for your literal support, your actual support in helping us write this book, we are going to give you unedited excerpts of the book as we write it each week. Those will drop over on Patreon. So, I know that what that's meant to me when I'm waiting for a book and an author, hello, an author leaves a little tidbit every week to keep me excited. That's what we want to do to say thank you. But like we actually need your help to pull this off and bring this to the world.
Yeah, it's going to be a monumental year. I've written books before. The last book I wrote, Juliet, was a baby, and it felt like I just gave birth. Like every book, it's like,
again,
you're like, I can't do this. And the doctor's like, you're going to do this. You don't have a choice. And that's how really this Homemaker Chic journey has kind of felt a little bit. Like, it's almost like, you know, just in God's providence, we're here. We have these microphones. Don't know why anybody listens, but we're still here talking. And it just feels like you don't really get a say. Like, you need to be the voice that says homemaking has value.
Yeah.
People need to keep hearing that. So genuinely huge thank you. So many of you already support us over on Patreon, but in retrospect of how many listeners that we know listen to each episode. It's a very, very, very small percentage.
Like friends, we want you to know it's less than 1% that are over on Patreon. So we do. We want you to help us make this happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not going half ass on this. This isn't like I'm going to take some photos and you take some photos and we'll share a Dropbox folder. This is going to be this is going to be the real deal.
No.
So we hope that we make you proud. Visit us. Patreon. Patreon.com/ Homemaker Chic Podcast. And we will monitor those numbers, which ultimately help us decide, like, when can we roll this book out? Because we have to stay on budget. We're going to be self-publishing this book. And so everything is going to come out of our pocket to do that. So,
yeah,
I'm excited. I'm ready for the work if y'all are ready to help. Let's just put it like that.
It's going to be great.
Okay.
House.
So now we're moving on.
So
to the home. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I do want to say, so the first excerpt is going to drop tomorrow.
Oh,
so today's Thursday. The first few paragraphs, if you want to get a peek at where we're going, they're going to drop tomorrow over on Patreon. Okay. So now.
Yeah. So we are committed to making things fun again this season. Mm-hmm. And Angela and I have been having a lot of fun in our homes. And so we wanted to bring the fun back to home design once again. So we thought it would be a good day to sit down together and just sort of share with you what we've been working on, what's bringing us joy in the home in terms of home design, how we're bringing that fun element in to the spaces that we're cultivating ultimately for our family. Mm-hmm. And if you look at mine and Angela's text threads, it's approximately 95% this. Found this on Etsy.
Hey.
Found this on Etsy. Hey.
Right. You didn't tell me what you thought about XYZ. I have to share something with you. This is so silly. But I get, you know, it's like I, if we could get some of these companies to be a part of the show, it'd be super cool. I get so many questions. What was that cleaner again that you're so obsessed with? Why do you always want to clean your kitchen? So I'll just you're welcome, Bar and Company. Mm-hmm. It's Bar Company. Fur and grapefruit. Mm-hmm. Okay. That is the spray that I use. It is not cheap. So you might want to dilute it or just save it for Fridays. Yep. But I do have to show you this because they make a candle now.
It's beautiful.
And this is what my house smells like. And it's really necessary because I have a smelly house. Shay, when you go like on vacation or you're gone for a few days and you walk back into your house, does it smell bad?
It doesn't smell bad, but it smells. It smells like I can smell it.
Stale? You can smell it.
Yeah, it just smells like a house, I guess.
I feel like mine just has like this weird smell. I pray to the Lord it's not like a dead mouse smell. Like I just
it's from
feel
all
like
the old
always,
stuff. Old stuff has a
smell. Is that what it is? Is it the books and stuff?
Oh, 100%
the rugs and the books.
Rugs, books, furniture, paintings.
But I like that smell when I like when I come up to my books, I'm like, oh, musty old books. Yeah. Fabulous.
Yeah.
But like when I walk in after I've been gone for a while, I think, oh my gosh, if my friends and people come over and this is what my house smells like, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. It's weird. I don't care for it. So I'm constantly trying to make the air smell good and fresh. I'm smudging with sage and burning candles.
Every house has a smell. My Aunt Vicky's house always smelled like dill. Always. Even to this day when I smell dill. Smells like my Aunt Vicky's house. My neighbors growing up were Hispanic and their house always smelled like chilies and tortillas. Always. And now every time I smell fresh tortillas, I'm like, oh, it smells like the Diaz's house. I love it.
Okay, so I had Mexican friends and their house always smelled like the supermercado. Always.
Yeah, it's chili powder, I think.
It's like the same smell. It's the chili powder.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's good.
But I can't say that mine is really good. I want it to smell like
you want it to smell herbs. Like chilies and tortillas.
Yeah, I mean, I've had some people say, you know, it smells like very herby, like an herb garden in here, and I'm like, oh, thank you so much. Because when I walk in, I just always feel like shame.
Yeah,
after if it's been like 10 hours or more, and I walk in the house, I always feel this mortification. All that to say is my counter spray now has a candle.
There you go.
And
there you go.
Yeah,
my niece told me once that she said, well, she walked into my house and she said, Auntie Boo, your house always smells like essential oils and soup. I'm like, well, yeah, that's probably about
some
right.
Some sort of meat stock. Some sort of boiling bone. Right.
Exactly. But we're not going into the kitchen today.
No.
We're not going there. We're going into design. because y'all love to decorate your houses. And I love it mm-hmm. because we have people from all over who are, you know, in all kinds of different situations, military families, families mm-hmm. that have just moved, families who live in, you know, very new homes, families who live in very old homes. And so there's just a lot of fun to be had in the home in terms of just decorating. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean expensive. It just means like, what fun can we have? What fun is there to yeah. be had here?
Yeah, the feedback in emails and questions, it varies. We have some people with lots of discretionary income, mm-hmm. you know, and they want to know, like, what have you been researching? What's the best of the best? And we have others that are, like, you know, like you said, they're shopping Craigslist, they're shopping Facebook. I think the fun thing is, like, you and I do both. Like, mm-hmm. we're always looking for better, not more. We're always just still hitting every garage sale yep. and doing what we can do because we like the thrill of the hunt and like a good deal. Mm-hmm. So there's like, I feel like pragmatically, you know, we cover like a wide variety. Mm-hmm. You know, I can play my snob card any day of the week and then I'm on Facebook Marketplace.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Like,
I know.
What do you got for I know. Me? What do you got? Show me something. Show me
That's,
something.
Yeah. Yeah. That's yeah. that's part of what keeps it fun. Mm-hmm. So you're having a lot of fun right now.
I am.
Well, okay. Obviously, you're redoing your bathroom right now, which is very fun. And we should talk about some of the fun decisions that you've made in there. But like, do you yeah. remember there being a point where you just had to be like to hell with it. I'm just going to do what I want to do. I'm just going to do yeah. what I want to do in my home. And no one's going to tell me, not Target, not Joanna Gaines, not Shay and For Angela. Sure. Like, no one's going to tell me what I want in my home. I'm mm-hmm. going to do what I want.
I did. I got it. You know, it's like you said, you can't see all the direct messages on Instagram, yeah. but sometimes you see the one you're like, wish I wouldn't have seen oh. that. Somebody posted, I posted something the other day and somebody's like, that's not you. Like, I'm sorry, girlfriend. Do not. Tell me what is not me.
What do you mean?
I like that scene in French Kiss. You don't know me. You don't know anything about me. So I share this. So we're not redoing a bathroom. We're like doing a bathroom. So yeah. when we bought this house, there's this wonky attic off of my office where I'm sitting right now. And it had been supposedly, we were told, plumbed and wired for a bathroom. Well, that's bunk. It was like barely done. So we started in a couple years ago and did actually plumb and wire it. And then everything just kind of slowed down. And so now we're like really serious because mama's going to lose her mind if this project doesn't get done. I do have to tell you this. This is like a big homemaker deal. Okay. My appliances are from Facebook Marketplace. My washer and dryer. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they cost about as much as a good pair of shoes. And the dryer has been taken apart, the drum removed, the belt, blah, 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 over and over and over again down in my horrible boot room that I'm always complaining about on the show. It makes like a really loud squealing sound every time I run a load of laundry. It's just been comical. I am the proud owner of a new washer and dryer. Navy blue. They don't make any noise.
You're amazing.
I haven't had new appliances since I was a young bride. Like, this is such a big deal. Mm-hmm. I can't even. Joel says, do you want to put those in? Like, we're not even done with the bathroom. We're going to be finishing the drywall and doing. Put them in. Please just install them. So they're installed on plywood mm-hmm. with raw drywall in the back. And I don't care. They're pretty.
So did you take the washer and dryer out of the boot room?
The dryer is out. The washer might be out by the time I'm done recording oh, this show.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And then where, so those of you that follow on YouTube a few years ago, you saw me drag a ginormous like 1930s cast iron sink out of the forest. That is going to go where the washer is. Finally.
That's amazing.
To wash like poopy eggs and vegetables and stuff.
But we are in season 10 of the boot room drama. This is like, this is a big
season
moment.
Season 10 of the boot room drama. This is huge. This is huge. I think like if you watch my most recent YouTube video, I just like took the camera and I actually finally showed people everything that's wrong with the house. Like all the, it's, I'm very grateful for the house. I love it. It's a fabulous palette. But like all the stuff where I like try to jump the camera over and like I don't really want to show people this. So all that to say is like right off of this room will be my master bath. And I'm staring at this space. Okay, let's just talk about design, audience. Like, who are we? What are we doing here? Are we refined and well-groomed? Are we dramatic? Are we, this is like my wardrobe. Like, which direction am I going? I feel like I shouldn't say that. I feel like with my wardrobe, I have it nailed down. So I'm classic in my fabrics and, you know, structure. And then I add drama with my accessories. So I don't know if I'm doing the reverse with this bathroom. I don't know. It's so exciting. I can't.
It's going to be so
fun.
Even. It's going to be so fun.
But I found this wallpaper. So the other night, you know, the other day I shared with you that I'm watching like all sorts of cooking shows. So the other night I'm like watching a cooking show and I'm on Etsy at the same time. And I type in mermaid wallpaper because I do want to do like a mermaid slash Greek mythology theme because I have all these alabaster statues and stuff in this bathroom. And I found some wallpaper that is.
Tell them.
It's sort of like when you see like a Victorian damask wallpaper with that like sort of repeating pattern. Mm-hmm. You have one, right? Like a mustard. Okay. That sort of repeating scrolly floral pattern. Well, this is sea creatures repeating. Mm-hmm. And it's fabulous. Mm-hmm. It's so ridiculous and over the top and chic. And like, yeah, I put mermaids on my wall. What about it?
Yeah.
Like, oh my goodness.
Yes, I love this.
It's winter. We're getting organized. We're getting clean. We are washing our sheets from American Blossom Linens, softer with each washing. These are our favorite sheets here on the show. You know this as fans of vintage linens. These are the best sheets ever. Shay and I love to call them modern vintage, and you need to be sleeping on them with a process called combing. All the rough fibers are pulled through these American-made, Texas-grown cotton sheets. This creates the softest, most beautiful sheets for your home. You will love them. I know you're in the mood to spruce things up. You want to make things fabulous for your home, beautiful. You want to survive winter in style. Do that with American Blossom Linens. Visit AmericanBlossomLinens.com and use this equally as beautiful coupon code HOMEMAKERCHIC20 for 20% off sheets, duvets, towels, beautiful linens that I know you will love as much as Shay and I do. AmericanBlossomLinens.com. Use the coupon code HOMEMAKERCHIC20. This is Angela. You've been following over on ParisianFarmGirl.com or maybe over on ParisianFarmGirl on Instagram. You've seen me redoing my home. You love the style, but you want to develop a little bit of your own style too. So here's what I think you should do. You need to visit OldWorld.ParisianFarmGirl.com and become a member of my Old World Design Society. As a member of the society, each quarter, I'm going to walk you through making your personal space even more beautiful with 3 private design classes. We have a design forum that is overflowing with ideas for your home and like-minded old souls just like you. And of course, a quarterly publication, print or digital, with no ads. The current magazine, Winter 2022, is so lovely, if I do say so myself, full of plenty of design inspiration and DIY projects to keep you busy until the tulips come up. So visit oldworld.parisianfarmgirl.com, become a member of this special community of like-minded old souls. That's oldworld.parisienfarmgirl.com.
I had this friend, Molly. She has since moved to Arkansas, but she used to live here. And I walked into her house one time and she had this like fuchsia. This was like a 1970s split level house. She had this fuchsia wall, and then she had like this lime green wall, and then she had this black and white like Parisian scene that she had projected onto this wall. Like this whole wall was just this bistro scene. And then she had another wall with like scripture written all over. I mean, it was so Molly, and it was so, like, it couldn't have been anybody else's house. It was so fun. It was so colorful, and I loved it. And it was like there was no fear. There was no like, could I, should I, is it too bright? What will people think? It was like, you know what? I want a fuchsia wall.
She brought the fun back.
She brought the fun back. She did not take it too seriously. And if somebody goes like, I hate that wall, she probably just been like, I love it.
I'll live,
you know,
here. That's why I live here and you
exactly.
don't.
Exactly. Right? I think we forget that with our houses. We forget that we're the ones who live there. And I think we really do, especially, you know, you people like you and I know a lot of our listeners, like we study design. We study these coffee table books of images that we love. We have this kind of idea of what we want our house to feel like. And we can get so worried about getting it right that we like seize up. And we literally are moved to inaction because we don't want to get it wrong. We don't want to, you know, somebody to like call us out and be like, you're fake. You did a terrible job. Right? Like we want to do it. But dang, I feel like we could get so much closer if we just actually did what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
Mermaid wallpaper. I remember when you announced that you were actually going to do the Greek mythology thing, and you had one of those very well-meaning Christian women just be like, that's, you know, very pagan of you. And you're...
Oh, no, I had multiple.
And you're just like, come on.
It was basically a...
Stop it.
An onslaught.
Stop doing stuff like that.
I'm sorry.
Stop. Just stop. Do you call it Monday? Do you call it Thursday? Because all of our days of the week are named after pagan gods. So I'm sorry.
There's a difference.
You're gonna change the calendar?
There's a difference between putting Greek mythology in your bathroom because you enjoy, you know, the stories and you enjoy the look of it and worshiping those gods. Like, stop.
It's not an altar to Artemis. It's just a beautiful statue.
Tell you what.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another, yeah, there's really something I want to say about that, but it's fine.
There's a lot of beautiful essays online from Christians on reading Greek mythology. And like these are stories.
It's
okay.
It's fine.
Stories.
It's fine. I'll tell you something fun I did in my house.
Mm-hmm.
In the vein of like, see, there I go again. It's a saying, I can't stop you guys. It's like a tick I have. In the vein of like not wanting to get things wrong, I started painting my dining room 6 years ago, and I painted it Revere Pewter, and it's been
which is the color you guys always ask about.
It's Revere Pewter.
It's Revere Pewter
by Benjamin Moore. because it was just like a neutral. Like Angela always says, when you have a space that you don't love, you got to first thing you do is neutralize
the ugly.
Okay, so if you have a hot water tank in your living room, put up a cute little curtain with some old vintage fabric and cover that. Like, that doesn't mean that you know, sometimes depending
doesn't
on
have to
budgets,
be the master plan.
Exactly.
You just got to clear the mind so you can have the mental space to create.
Exactly.
Neutralize the ugly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when we moved in, it was like this weird sort of like very soft lime green color. So we had to neutralize it with Revere Pewter. I've had 1,000 different ideas for this room over the years and what I wanted to do. And finally, I think I shared this at the end of season 9. I put up wallpaper in this little nook because of this girl I follow on Instagram. I can't even remember her name right now. But she was the one that I was telling y'all about just like take one little pocket of your house, one teeny tiny little pocket. Maybe it's a closet. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a little window nook. Maybe it's like your kitchen table. Like just take one spot and just think, what can I do to that space? How can I make that more beautiful? And maybe that just means like putting on a clean tablecloth and getting a little potted fern and sticking it in the middle of your table. Maybe buying some thrift store lampshades to go on your chandelier that sits over your table. Like there are very, very small things that you can do to like to make you feel really happy about a space.
Yeah.
So I took that challenge on. And we have this little like 3x3 hallway between our kids' rooms, which come right off the dining room. And I just thought, you know, I have some extra wallpaper. I'm just going to throw that up and let's just see what happens. So I threw it up there. I rehung this mirror back up. I sent a picture to Angela. Mind you, my children's doors are painted this beautiful firestone or fire brick or whatever. Anyway.
It's like a beautiful cranberry.
It's cranberry.
It almost looks like, if you're looking on the film right now, it's almost like my lip color. I
mean, it's Merlot.
It's red. It's Merlot. Yeah. It's gorgeous.
Not quite as purple as Merlot, but anyway, she's like, you know what? Just go for it. Just carry that red that you already got. Like, just do the trim. See what you think. So I did it. And that is basically what I spent all the time between the seasons doing was painting all the trim.
Red. So many coats of red.
So many coats of red in my whole dining room. Right. Just painting it all red. And so now I have these kind of softish, grayish, greenish walls and this red trim. And we made it all the way up to the ceiling and just stopped because I was sort of paralyzed. Like, I wanted to do something. I wanted to do something kind of dramatic. And I took a poll on Instagram and everyone's like, paint it white, paint it white, paint it white. I'm like, that's not fun to me. So I sat and stared at it, and finally I just randomly picked out, I picked out this green. I sent my friend Marseille to the store because she was helping me. So she goes to the store and she's like, hey, they don't have this color. So she sends me all these other pictures of green. I'm just like, I'm just picking colors from a phone now.
Oh my gosh.
This is
gosh.
How much I'm like, Shay. Don't take it too seriously. It's paint.
Yeah.
Relax. Right? It's paint. I mean, you can literally be moved to being paralyzed by a decision like this. So you'll love this, Angela. I'm like, I saw it and I'm like, that one. That's the one. Do you know what it was called? It was called Fraser Fur.
Get out.
Fraser Fur. So we painted the ceiling in the dining room green. Pretty happy spring green. And
it looks really good.
I don't know if green's supposed to enhance your appetite. I don't know if it blends perfectly with. I love it. And it's just a good reminder. Like, if you love it, what about it?
Right.
We just, I don't know. We tend to lose so much joy, you know, in just being like, what am I supposed to do again? How is my furniture supposed to be arranged? Like, what, how do I do this? What's the rules about rugs overlapping and furniture feet being on them?
Like, rules. Oh my goodness. Don't we wear white pants after Labor Day these days? Come on.
I never wear white pants. Sorry. Unless I'm on a beach somewhere. Not going to happen. So yeah, lots of fun. Lots of fun being had right now. What's another fun thing you got going on?
Well, I am going to go through with wallpaper. I'm 99.5% sure. The sample's not even here, but I just keep looking at it. I'm like, yes, yes. To go with this mermaid thing, okay, I live in a marine community. Okay, there's boats everywhere. I'm going to do something else really quirky in this space. So this space is very confined. You can only get to it off of my office. It's not like it's, you know, part of, you know, we have a little room that where we have our fireplace and it's like a little living room, and then we have a bigger living room. And the downstairs kind of all connects. We don't have that upstairs. So I'm just going to be silly. And the wall, the opposing wall is the big giant wall in our schoolroom, which is like this old Florida room. It was like an old lady Florida room with like white wicker furniture and white carpeting. And we took all that out. And so there's a big map of the United States on this wall. It's kind of like a cathedral wall. I did buy brass portholes. I bought reproduction. I really wanted antique. They're like $400 a piece and they're super hard to find. So I did buy brass reproduction portholes, and I am going to put 3 portholes along the left-hand wall like a boat in my mermaid bathroom because I can. It's silly. It's cheesy. There's only one window in this bathroom, so they're going to let in light from this old Florida room. So it'll help a little bit with it feeling really dark. It's a dark room. It needs a skylight, really. It's sad. It's an attic. Mm-hmm. It's an attic. But yeah, I'm pretty excited. Mm-hmm. It's so silly. Mm-hmm. And my husband's like, how are you going to do that? I'm like, I don't know if I have to bend some luan and make like the tunnel to go all the way through, you know, because you have obviously the width of a stud to get through to the opposing wall. Like, I'll paint it brass with rub and buff. Hey, audience, you're blowing up my DMs on Instagram. The metal paint you're looking for is called rub and buff.
There you go.
Rub and buff. So, yeah, I'm like, I'll soak soak Luan in a bathtub and just make a Luan is this wood that you can soak in water and curb it. I'm going to have brass portholes. That being said, brass portholes in my bathroom.
Yeah.
And it's fabulous. Yeah. It's like just this silly, I love, I feel like in, when I really just let me be me, okay, all the dots connect. All my cheesy Princess Diana, Marilyn Monroe, French, Anglophile, all my dots connect when I really just.
Let it go.
Just, yeah, let it go. Yeah. And so there is a hysterical scene in a Marilyn movie where she tries to cram herself through a brass porthole. Gentlemen Prefer Blondes with Jane Russell. And I'm going to laugh every time I walk into my bathroom thinking of that scene.
Okay, there you go.
Yep.
Yeah, that's just fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun. Keeping it fun. Making it fun again.
Speaking of making it fun, we didn't do our wine segment yet.
Oh, well, nobody tells us when to do what we do. We do what we want. Shay, cue the wine music. Okay,
we're going to cue the wine music. Because this is...
I don't have a wine. Do I need to grab one?
This is fun. I have another one, but I haven't looked it up yet, but I can share it with you because it's the one that I'm drinking right now. Why don't we do our wine intro, and I'll pull it up on my phone real fast so we can learn about it.
Okay. So it's the new year. You're thinking, how can I be healthy? How can I be fabulous? How can I keep my health and my table fun? And so we invite you to drink Dry Farm wines with us because they are biodynamic, organic wine sourced from around the world. There's no purple dye. There's no funky stuff. None of those 76 ingredients that don't have to be listed, thanks to our government, on the back of your wine bottle. So you think you're just drinking fermented grape juice, and you're not. There's a lot of garbage in there, which is why your teeth are purple and your ears itch, and you don't feel good. You feel a little bloated after having a glass of wine. That is not a normal response to a fresh glass of wine. So we want you to try Dry Farm Wines, dryfarmwines.com/homemakerchic. And brand new customers, which you should be one, you should make that decision right now, are going to get a bottle for a penny with their first order, which is very fun. Dry Farm Wines has been with us since about 6 weeks into the show. This is a company we know the owner. We firmly believe in everything that they do. We know a lot of you are small farmers. A lot of you are choosing to buy local. You want to eat natural. You want to eat healthy. But when you buy your bottle of wine at the grocery store, you kind of are making a decision that you know doesn't quite settle with everything else that you're trying to do. So dryfarmwines.com/homemakerchic. Shay, what do you say?
Yeah, it didn't pull up. Sometimes if they're really new, they haven't made it to the system.
Sometimes
yet.
They're new.
Yeah, yes. But this is an Italian blend. And I don't know what it's called because there's like a little bell symbol and I'm not exactly sure what letter that is supposed to be. Not that I could pronounce it, even if I did know what letter it was supposed to be. So this is from Toscana, and it's a Sangiovese, Pinot Nero, and Fogliatonda. Fogliatonda. Okay. Don't know how you say that. 12.5% alcohol, and it's just dry and full and absolutely delicious. So a lot of times with natural wines, because you're not adding extra sugar to the wine, you end up with a lower alcohol percentage. And because you're not adding additives and flavorings and fillers and all that disgusting stuff, your natural reds tend to be a lot lighter on the palate than like your punch you in the face like California blends that a lot of Americans are used to. But this one actually, it kind of holds a lot of weight in your mouth. It's really, really good. I wish I knew what that letter was.
What do you think?
Oh, I think it might be a P.
Check on the back. Is it like in
Caprindole Rosso? Caprindole. Okay. So when you go and it's put your order, dryfarmwines.com/homemakerchic, you can request certain bottles. So you can request this one if you would as a VIP.
I think you have to be a VIP.
Which is easy to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Super fun. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm sipping today as we talk about having fun in the home. So in terms of bringing fun back to design, what's just like an... Let's say somebody's listening to this and they're just like, well, how do I have fun in my, like, what fun do I bring back? Like, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think about bringing fun back into home design and you know, decorating your home?
Well, I think I'd just start by looking at your space and like, what's an immediate action that you can take towards making your space what you want it to be? A lot of times it's just, it's little.
Maybe it's just little. Maybe it is something this weekend as simple as a fresh bouquet of flowers or like some cool twigs from your backyard, you know, in a big, just out of scale vase on the middle of your table, you know, smaller vase, 3.5 foot twigs, just some drama, you know. So it's not always like the next big bold move, but looking at your space and just thinking, okay, it's XYZ, and what is one step that I could take towards making it be what I want it to be? Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Maybe I could be very well wrong, but it feels like today most of us sort of had an idea of what we like because of all the images that we're exposed to on account of social media, Pinterest, and just being an image society. I don't feel like it's 20 years ago where a lot of people are like, I don't even know what my style is. Maybe I could totally be wrong, but it just feels like based on all we're bombarded with, sure, we kind of are like, yes, no, maybe, yes, no, maybe. So I think it's just like, what is that decision? Is that decision that you hate that chair and it needs something fun? Then go on Etsy or Amazon and find a slipcover. Like, just what is the quick fix? It doesn't... I feel like we get, okay, if we're talking about like the fun, I feel like we get so bogged down in the forever aspect of things. If I don't finish my math lesson with my child today, if I let him go play, will he not get a job? You know, like it's like with that's like it is with design. Like, what if I do the wrong thing? What if I don't like the mermaid wallpaper 2 years from now? We get like so weighed down. Like, just what do you like? What would you like? Would you like to turn the table? Turn the table. You know, do you want to take the curtains off the wall to let more light in? Take the curtains off the wall. You know, what is it? We're so serious. So serious about
Can
it.
Can I say something controversial?
Sure.
Don't you always?
Yes, my dear. Pray tell. In that vein.
In that vein. I feel like a lot of the fun came out of home design when everything
I don't want to say
I'm going to oh boy when Joanna Gaines taught people how to whitewash everything. But I know, okay, and it's some people's style, okay? Some people like white, they like clean, they like minimalist. I don't, that's fine. But that's not 95% of people. It's not, okay, statistically.
But I feel like as in watching, I don't think it's her fault.
No, I don't think it's her fault.
I think it actually really started with Rachel Ashwell and Shabby Chic.
Oh, Shabby Chic.
Because as somebody who back in the day, like 17 years ago, was painting furniture and stuff for boutiques, I was always like red with gold edges, teal. Let's decoupage some toile on the front, blah, blah, blah. And like the people at the flea markets and stuff that were out selling me were like, let me just dump some crappy white paint on that and sand off the edges.
Yeah.
I feel like it started, its genesis was
That's
with
probably
Rachel
true.
Ashwell.
And I think Joanna Gaines, to her credit, has done amazing things with getting women excited about even decorating their homes, like even putting effort in and feeling like they can do it. Giving them an aesthetic that is pleasing. And I think that that's great. And there's a ton of benefit to that.
But it was so well branded that I feel like it became this rule. And if you wanted to break the rule, then you felt inhibited.
Well, I even feel like that sometimes when I'll look, you know, and I do follow Magnolia stuff sometimes because I do think some of it is interesting. But she's like, you know, I really wanted to do something different with this room and really add some color. I'm like, there is no color in that room.
Every time she says that, I'm like,
is
real?
It the gray wall? Is that what the color, like... What is it? The brown quilt thrown over the couch? Like, we have different ideas of color. But genuinely, like, color affects our mood. Color affects, it's like music. And I'm not saying that everybody is this way. I'm just saying I think that actually women would find they'd feel more relaxed in their home. White is clean and it's scrubbable and it's like neutral and like, oh, I'm feeling so – I go to work and I feel all jacked up and then I come home and it's very neutral, like a spa. But that's a different feeling than warm and cozy and layered and crumpled and – I don't know. I just feel like we lost a lot of the fun where we're like, it needs to look like it comes out of a Magnolia showroom. And like, that's not fun to try to do when you have a bunch of kids or a dog or cats or, you know, like that's not fun to try to maintain that. And it just makes me wonder, like, it does affect your mood. You know, you go into a bathroom that's all white, it gives you a certain feeling. And that might be what you're going for in your home. You go into a bathroom with teal mermaid wallpaper, like you feel different in that space. It's powerful. It's really powerful. Mm-hmm. Color is really powerful. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of wonder, like, what are we telling ourselves? You know?
Here's, so this, I wish, like, it's right here. Like, I can see my washer and dryer. There's a doorway. I was going to put a door up. I'm actually really considering expanding the doorway and not putting a door up. Like, if I need to be using the toilet, like, I can lock my office door. I can have privacy. Mm-hmm. I actually want to see this space. I don't want it to feel closed off. I'm thinking about getting, like, a fabulous old drape from Etsy. Excuse me. And just draping it across when privacy, you know, like, hey, that's the clue that mom's in the bathroom, in the bathtub or whatever. But like, I want to see this drama. I want to feel that vibe that it's going to give me every time I walk by.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like a vibe. Yeah. It's like playing a song. The colors of your space. It's like,
well, for me, it's like red lipstick. Like I wear I started wearing red lipstick at about 15 years old. And my attitude was, yeah, what about it? Like, you guys are all in, like, frosty Maybelline. I'm in red.
Frosty.
You know, like, it was just like this. It was like a power move for me, you know? And so there are pockets of my house that are definitely, like, a power move. Like, not like I'm being cocky to, like, who cares? Like, it's my house. Nobody's hardly ever in it. But it just feels like, yes, you did what you wanted right there. Like, there's so many areas of life where you don't get to do what you want. You don't have control. You don't have a choice. Pick the wallpaper. You
know? Yeah. And to the listeners who, like, I think a lot of people turn away from color because they're genuinely not sure how to use it. And that's fine. So let me give you some quick direction. Like, if you're genuinely, like, just color challenged, like, you don't know what to do, just go to the Farrow and Ball line and choose anything, any combination. Just, you cannot go wrong. They have the most beautiful colors. And so many of them just go together. Actually, Magnolia, granted, there's not a lot of color in her line. Not enough color to my liking. But I do use her paints, and they all go very well together. So there's a lot that you can pick and choose from there. Then you go into, like, something like Sherwin Williams. There's some really good paints. But, like, you can get, like, neon orange and, like, you know, you can get any color that you want in the entire world. And that can be really overwhelming. So sometimes, like, just going to one of these more tailored paint lines and just being like, okay, I know if I get something from, like, the Benjamin Moore historic palette.
Yes. I'm
going to play. That's pretty good. You know, like, I'm not going to totally get it wrong. And paint is so relatively inexpensive in terms of home design, and it can, there's nothing as powerful as paint.
Yeah. I have to give a little plug here. So obviously we talk about this stuff all the time in the Old World Design Society. And right now, actually, if you, for people that visit my website, ParisianFarmGirl.com, when you leave, it's going to invite you to join my mailing list. And when you do, I actually have a printable of all the paint colors that we've chosen in our house. And they are a combination of all Sherwin Williams and Benjamin Moore. And they all sort of work together and complement each other in varying shades of subtlety and drama. So do that if you need some paint-spiration.
There you go. Some paint-spiration. I love that. And maybe just put on your red wine lipstick from Tupes and then just be like, now I got my power play on my face. Like, you know, just get yourself in a posture to look at your house with just this revived feeling of, like, this is my space and I'm going to cultivate it to be beautiful and nourishment and fun for my family, for me, for whoever lives there.
Yeah.
My sister follows this Instagrammer and her son is really into Harry Potter. So she actually painted her ceiling black in her dining room. And then she did, like, all these different stars in like this Harry Potter style. And she had painted all these like, you know, like the owls and all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was so cool. Mm-hmm. It was so fun. And she lived in like this pretty posh McMansion, you know, and she's got Harry Potter owls painted on the ceiling. And that may be totally not your thing, but it was her thing.
Yeah, that's cool, though.
It was her thing. And like, can you imagine being her kid and being like, Mom, you're the most amazing mom. Like, you painted Hedwig on our dining room ceiling. Like, this is
that's cool.
So fun. Mm-hmm.
See, and that's just like, that's just the that spontaneity, that just like lighthearted, like what?
Well, paint it white in 10 years, you know? If we don't like it.
Paint it white in 10 years. Exactly. It'll be okay. Yeah. It'll all be okay. Do you enjoy your space? Does it inspire you? Does it make you want to get out of bed? You know, does it make you want to do the next thing? Yep. Or does it make you dread like coming home? Like, you know, I think obviously our vacations should be refreshing if we are blessed enough to get out and get away for a while and like kind of break up the mundacity. Mm-hmm. Is that a word? Mendacity is a word. Mundacity is probably not a word. Break up the mundane.
There you go.
But you know, like if you come home and you're like, ugh, like that's a bad sign.
Yeah.
You know, and like I would definitely look at what you can do to change that, because it's not outside of your power. It doesn't require an entire rehab. Yeah. It might just move the table.
Actually, I should share a story about that because I have been getting messages about this as well. So we started many moons ago trying to renovate our basement. We've been saving for this project forever. We've been trying to get it rolling forever to put a second bathroom and a master bedroom in our basement. It's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. We got 2.5 feet of snow last week and... all the concrete plants shut down because the week before that it was 0 degrees and no one's pouring concrete. Okay. So Stu said to me the other day, he said, you know, Shay, you really need to like kind of in a very kind way, like just sort of accept the fact that this isn't going to happen until spring. It's not going to. I was like kind of holding out hope, like, oh, if the snow melts, I'll go shuffle it off. And
blah, 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 blah. We've got that random warm day, right?
Yeah. It's over 30 today. Do you think they could come? I had in my mind, I had held so hard to like what I thought should be and the schedule that I thought it should go on. Mm-hmm. And I really did take what he said to heart. And I just thought, you know what? Okay, if I've got 5, 6, Lord willing, more months in this space, could be, who knows how long it could be. It took us a year to find a contractor that would even take the project. So it could be potentially a while. Do you want to just get up and just be completely miserable in your crap hole of a bedroom? Or do you want to take half a day and clean it and organize it like the homemaker that you are, make it a beautiful, as beautiful of a place as it can be in this interim time? Mind you, we've got like plastic tubs of half of our clothes. Like we've got bins that our washing machine is draining into. Like it's not a good situation. Okay. It's like 0 degrees in there because the door won't shut all the way. Like it's not great. But I did. I put clean sheets on my bed. I got rid of a bunch of junk. I cleaned off our night tables. I put a new rug in front of the fireplace and moved this, you know, old little ratty settee in front of it. I stacked some fresh firewood. I cleaned out a bunch of stuff that needed to be put back in storage that we had originally taken out thinking we would get to this project. Anyway, I cleaned it up and it still looks like a dumpy basement, but it looks 100% better than it did. I didn't paint anything. I didn't do anything big at all. And yet it completely changed the way that I felt in this space. Even Stu came down. He was like, this is so nice. I'm like, if we have to be in this moment, even if it's not ideal, for a period of time, like, dang it, we're going to do it with bells on. I put plants down there. Like, I put my diffuser with good oils. Like, we're going to make it the best that we can. And I think... for the homemaker who's trying to rev herself up with design, like that might be where she's at. You know, there might not even be $30 for a gallon of paint. That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. There's not always, you know, it's not always about spending the money. It's about, you know, I'm notorious for taking a space that I just am miserable with and just leaving it to fend for itself. I think last year when we did our laundry episode, mm-hmm. I had that moment with my boot room. I'm like, okay, it's a dump. There's fabric tacked up to the wall so you don't have to look to the insulation. I'm going to put a plant in. I'm going to put the laundry detergent in a cute dispenser. Yep. We're going to just have a little dignity while we're waiting.
Yeah.
Dignity and waiting. Yeah.
And it does kind of keep you from feeling sorry for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's good. When you can look back and be like, oh, that was kind of a interim time. That was fun in its own special way versus, wow, I handled that very poorly. Like made everybody around me miserable.
I'm so good at that.
Super good at that, right? Well, we hope that this has given you a little fun pep in your step. I love doing podcast episodes like this on Thursday because my idea in my mind is like, oh, people will hear them on Friday and then they'll have the weekend to just like do something fun in their home. So something fun that you can do for your makeup and skincare routine is head to tubesandco.com. Tubes & Co. is the season 10 sponsor of Homemaker Chic, and we are so grateful for them. These are the skincare products that Angela and I use and the makeup products that Angela and I use. If you're looking for tallow balms or face washes, glow serums, all kinds of beautiful stuff, to colored eyeshadows, to lipsticks, to natural mascaras and blushes and bronzers, foundations and concealers, like all of it. Everything that you would normally go to Target and stock up on that's full of toxic ingredients. Women, this is
hormone disrupting, endocrine system disrupting poison.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
So true.
What do they say, like the average woman eats like 8 pounds of lipstick in her life?
I don't know, but I think it's over 400 toxic ingredients the average woman uses on her body that gets soaked into her bloodstream and affects her thyroid and her ovaries and everything every day.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Big deal. Don't get me started. It's a big deal. Yeah. So yeah, I'm wearing Tubes & Co.'s red lipstick, red wine, and I'm obsessed with their skincare.
The skincare is amazing.
Like, I'm slathering. Yeah. Skincare is amazing. I use she has a neutral 3 palette, like neutral. Mm-hmm. That's what I use on my eyeshadow. And I mean, I use more than that, but those are the ones off the top of my head.
Use the face primer. I use the face primer underneath the foundation. It's really beautiful.
I love that.
And it's all just so clean, you guys. Emily is like, she's hardcore. That's one of the things I love about her. She's like, take no prisoners. And she has really created these products with that in mind. So
tubesandco.com. Chic10 is your 10% discount code that you can use all season while they're sponsoring this season. So I know some of you used like previous codes in the past. Those were one-time codes. This is what you get to use all season. So stock up, make some changes. Show us their products on your bathroom counter over on Instagram. Share. And we're going to be back on Monday.
Yes.
We're going to be making it fun again. I think what we're going to have Stu do is like play our entire theme song with the lyrics so you can rock out.
That's fun.
As we close this episode. Yeah, just play the whole thing, Stu. And so these ladies can dance and just keep making it fun.
That's a good idea. And again, head on over to patreon.com/homemakerchicpodcast to join us as we continue to just sort of march along on this book writing journey. Again, that the little excerpts from the book that we'll begin to share with our Patreon audience will come tomorrow. So you'll get to see already kind of where we're heading with this. And, you know, just a reminder, like the Patreon, to support us on Patreon, you can choose $5 a month or $10 a month. So it's not a lot of money. I know that's a lot of money to some of you, but, you know, average, that's not a ton. And it really will make or break this book. So it's good. I love the way we're doing this. I've done a lot of books with publishers and they're not that fun. This is going to be way more fun.
We want to have full creative control. So you fine audience are going to help us do that.
Love it. Okay, ladies. Oh. Have fun. We'll see you back here on Monday. Cheers.
Cheers.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.